Prologue, a sort of apology to the reader. If you read my previous book, right now you are saying to yourself, I thought you told me that the only sales guide you'll ever need was the only sales guide I would ever need. You didn't really expect that I wouldn't write another book, did you? TOSG is a pretty comprehensive guide to selling now, isn't it? You'll no doubt do well by doing the work in that book. But selling is a complex, dynamic human interaction, and there's a greater level of performance available to you if you want it. The truth is, I had to write this book. The very idea of closing has changed so much that nothing that has been written before takes the new realities of sales and selling into account. The very word closing signifies only one of the many commitments you need to gain to create and win new opportunities. Right now, a lot of people are giving salespeople the advice that they should never be closing, when in fact you now need to gain at least 10 commitments throughout your sales process, and maybe even more. Historically, books on closing have started with the premise that the final ask was the most difficult part of selling. Those books started with the premise that you needed all kinds of fancy tricks and tactics to close a deal. Now that final commitment is one of the easier commitments to gain. It's all the commitments leading up to the final ask that causes trouble. There are too many good salespeople struggling to produce the results they need. There are too many sales organizations with pipelines full of so-called opportunities that are stalled, stuck, or something less than an opportunity. Worse still, there's so much bad advice being doled out by charlatans and non-practicing theorists that it is no longer possible for me to sit idly by and do nothing. You'll have to forgive me for writing another sales guide that you absolutely need. You can thank me after you read and put this book to use. This is a closing book for B2B sales professionals for whom the old closing books won't be of any benefit. This is a modern salesperson's Secrets of Closing the Sale by Zig Ziglar, or The Art of Closing the Sale, The Key to Making More Money Faster in the World of Professional Selling by Brian Tracy. If this works for you and there's nothing else you need, can we go ahead and begin working on improving your ability to close deals? Introduction. I was rehearsing and playing some shows with my young rock and roll band, Bad Reputation, and at 21, had finally saved the money to buy a nice PA system. Needing some way to transport my new equipment, I drove to the largest car dealership in Columbus, Ohio, looking for a minivan I could use to haul my gear. Upon pulling into the car lot, I was immediately approached by a salesperson. He wasn't too aggressive and he seemed helpful. He asked me what I was looking for and how much I wanted my car payment to be, and I told him what I was willing to pay monthly. He then escorted me to a massive line of automobiles that might meet my needs. After looking at a number of choices, I selected one that seemed big enough for my gear at a price I could easily afford. I'd driven all kinds of beaters as a kid, so this would be the 18th or 19th car I owned, but only the second one I'd bought new. I started with a 67 Mustang, then a 71 Barracuda, then a 68 Thunderbird, a terrible old Corvair, a 70-something Nova, an old Opel, a beat-up Camaro, an 83 Trans Am, and many more I can no longer even remember. When all you can afford is a cheap old car, you tend to run through them pretty fast. The salesperson started working on the paperwork and then said, "We can get you very close to where you need to be." He showed me a worksheet with a payment just slightly higher than I'd mentioned earlier. No other numbers, just a monthly payment. Believing that I had to negotiate, I told him he had to do better. The salesman went to speak to his manager and they both returned. The sales manager said, "If I can get you the exact monthly payment you want, will you sign here committing to buy?" I said, "Yes, but let me do some math." I multiplied the payment by 4 years. So the total amount you're charging me for the car is the monthly payment times 48 months plus interest, right? The sales manager corrected me. "No, it's 72 months. Shocked, I replied, "There is no way I would buy a car over 6 years. I'll be 28 years old when I pay it off." The sales manager was unmoved. "Look, everybody is buying cars this way now. The 72 months is what allows us to give you the low payment you need." I knew he was trying to take advantage of me. "I'll pass," I said, grabbing my keys and starting for the door. The sales manager stood up, blocked the door, and said, "I can't let you leave here without buying that van.